同志啊，
保罗在哥林多书告诉我们。
Paul told in the Corinthians.
他说你们像基督的信一样。
He said you are like the letter of our Christ.
不是刻在，不是用墨写在纸上。
Not written on with ink on paper.
是写在你们的心上。
But rather is written on your heart.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
今天我们是不是那个蓝宝石？
Are we the sapphire today?
最后。
Lastly.
就是碧玉。
Jasper.
碧玉是第胸牌上第十二块的牌子。
The jasper is the 12th stone on the breastplate.
代表拿弗太利。
Representing Naphtali.
那么许多人都认为说在新耶稣论上里第一个根基啊就是碧玉。
Most reckon that the first foundation of New Jerusalem is jasper.
那个就是彼得。
That was spoken by Peter.
这个差不多大家都公认的了。
Most would agree with that.
这个就是彼得。
That is Peter.
那么这个碧玉这个东西啊。
This jasper.
这个新耶路撒冷城里。
In the city of New Jerusalem.
你看见那个城墙啊是碧玉。
You see that the whole city wall is made of jasper.
你在那个启示录第五第四章里头。
In Revelation 4,
看见神的荣耀啊，像碧玉一样。
He saw the glory of God like jasper.
那么这个碧玉究竟给我们一个什么代表呢？
What does jasper represent?
碧玉只给我们一个拯救的代表。
Jasper represents or symbolizes redemption.
就是神的拯救。
God's deliverance.
他把我们拯救到一个地步，叫我们有他的性情。
God deliver us.To an extent that we can have his character.
能像他一样。
Just like him.
并且这个碧玉在代表上是代表满足。
And this jasper represents satisfaction.
神怎样满足了我们。
How God satisfies us.
叫我们今天也能起来满足我们的神。
So that today we can also satisfy our God.
你看彼得就是这样。
So Peter is.
彼得是一个蒙神拯救的人。
Peter is one who's been saved by God.
他在基督的身上找到了他的满足。
And on Christ he found satisfaction.
神今天在他身上工作到一个地步。
God worked on him to an extent.
神在彼得的身上也满足。
On Peter, God is also satisfied.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们是不以神为我们的满足。
Are we, considering God as our satisfaction?
这个比较还容易一点。
Maybe this is, easy.
但是神是不是因着我们得到满足。
Would God, because of us, be satisfied?
这个好像比较难一点。
Maybe this one is a bit more
difficult. 但是实在说来，在人都是不能的。
But really speaking, to man is not possible.
在神凡是多。
But to God, it is possible.
这一个就是神奇妙的拯救。
So this is a wonderful deliverance salvation of
God. 感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise.
我们这些本来是尘土的人。
We who originally dust.
他竟然叫我们成为石头。
That he caused us to be like.
他把他的生命赐给我们，叫我们成为活石。
Give us life so that we can become living stones.
但是神说还不够。
But God said it's not enough.
我要把你们这些的人都变成各种各样的宝石。
I want to transform you into various and different type of precious stones.
叫神的荣耀能显在教会里面。
So that the glory of God may be manifested in the church.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
我们低头祷告。
So we bow our heads and pray.
我们的神，我们敬拜你。
Our God, we worship you.
因为你所定的旨意实在是完全。
Because your will is indeed perfect.
你所定的旨意实在是荣耀。
Because your will is indeed glorious.
我们敬拜你，因为你的作为是何等的奥妙。
We worship you because how marvelous is your word.
你是根据你自己的满足来工作。
That you work according to your satisfaction.
我们的神啊，如果我们今天能罪都是赦免，我们就满意了。
Our Lord, we will be satisfied today if our sins are forgiven.
我们如果今天能得出你的生命，我们就满意了。
We'll be satisfied we have your life in us today.
我们如果能活，我们就满意了。
Lord, we'll be satisfied even if we are living.
我们赞美你，因为你不满意。
Lord, we thank you because you are not satisfied.
你要继续在我们里面工作。
You continue to work in us.
直到基督所做的能做在我们里面。
Until what Christ has done could be done.
叫我们真实能变化。
So that we can truly be transformed.
能被磨成你儿子的形象。
To be conformed to the likeness of your Son.
叫你的荣耀能彰显。
So that your glory might be manifested.
我们的神啊。
Lord, our God.
我们实在不知道你为什么这样做。
We don't know why you did this.
我们只有说你爱我们。
But we can only say that, Lord God, you love us.
我们敬拜。
We worship you.
我们的神，今天我们来到你的面前。
Our God, as we come before you today.
我们要俯伏说，我们不过是尘土。
We bow down and say that we are but dust.
但是我们愿意把我们称为宝石。
So, Lord, we are willing that for you to transform us to precious stones.
不是为着我们。
Not for our own sake,
是为着你的荣耀,
but for your glory.
奉主耶稣的名,
in the Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us look at Matthew 16, 第十六章。
Return to Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
你是小石。
And you are the small stone.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
But I will build my church upon this rock.
我们再看彼得前书。
Shall we turn again to 1 Peter?
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
First Peter 2 verse 5. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
请我们再看以弗所第二章。
To return to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第十九节念到二十二节。
Ephesians 2 verse 19 through to 22.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。房屋全房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being joined togethergrose into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit.
最后我们看《列王记上》。
Finally, we shall read 1 Kings
第七章
Chapter 7
列王记上第七章第九节到十二节
1 Kings Chapter 7 Verses 9 to
12建造这一切所用的石头都是宝贵的，是按着尺寸做成的，是用居里外俱齐的，从根基直到砚石，从外头直到大圆都是如此。根基是宝贵的大石头，有长十周的，有长百周的，上面有香柏木和按着尺寸做成宝贵的石头。大圆周围有铸成的石头三层，香柏木 一城都照耶和华殿的内人和殿廊的样式。
13:7-9 All these were of costly stones, hewn to size, trimmed with saws inside and out, from the foundation to the eaves, and also on the outside of the, to the great court. The foundation was of costly stones, large stones, some 10 cubits and some 8 cubits, and above were costly stones hewn to size and cedar wood. The great court was enclosed with 3 rows of trimmed stones and a row of cedar beams, so were the inner court of the house of the Lord and the vestibule of the temple.
请我们低头祷告。
Should we bow our head and pray?
主，我们实在感谢赞美你，你带领我们一直到今天早晨。
Lord, indeed we praise and thank thee that you have guided us even to this morning.
为说过去那几天你怎样与我们同在，我们感谢你。
Lord, indeed we thank you for your presence with us in the past 2 days.
为说我们今天早晨，我们相信你在这里。
Indeed, we believe that you are in the presence of us this morning.
因为你在这里的缘故，这是圣地。
Because of your presence, we realize that this is the holy ground.
我们要脱去我们的鞋，要直立在你的面前。
So we need to remove our sandals and stand firm before you.
你是我们的神，你是我们的主。
You are our God and you are our Lord.
你有什么话要对我们说？
If there are words that you are to speak to us.
我们这些仆人都在那里静听。
Thy servants are listening.
主啊，但愿今天你的话语能从你的宝座临到我们的心上。
May your words pass from your throne unto us.
拯救我们不过在头脑里接受一点的知识。
Deliver us from only mental knowledge.
你借着你的圣灵把我们带到你话语的实际里。
And through your Holy Spirit bring us into the reality of your word.
好叫你能得着一切你所要得着的。
May you have all you need to have.
我们把尊贵荣耀和敬拜都归给你。
We give you all the worship and praises and adoration.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们实在感谢主带领我们到了这最后一个完全的一天。
And we thank the Lord indeed that he has brought us to this last day, the day of consequence where we can have a full day.
明天主若愿意的话，我们只有半天了。
The Lord permits, tomorrow we only have half day of consequence.
所以我们实在盼望，今天神能在我们每一个人里面做他没有做完的工作。
And may the Lord be able to complete the work that he has not been able to accomplish on us today.
我们的神他从来不做。
Our God never does.
他从来不做那个微了的工作。
He never does anything that is incomplete.
凡是神工作的时候，他总是工作到完全。
Whenever God works, he works to its completion.
所以盼望我们在神的面前与他合作。
So indeed, we hope that we can be co-workers with God.
我们知道，我们本来都是尘土的人。
We know that we were originally dust.
但是神的救恩竟然临到我们的身上。
But because of God's salvation upon us,
叫我们这些尘土的人能成为石头。
Enabling us who are men of dust to become stone.
不但成为石头，并且他把他的生命放在我们的里面。
Not only stones, but he has entrusted his life into us.
叫我们成为活的石头。
So that we can become living stones.
我们今天这些的石头不是凭着那个老旧的那个亚当的生命来活。
So we as stones, we no longer live the life of Adam.
这是我们过去的历史。
This was our past history.
现在我们活着的不再是我们。
But now that we live, it's no longer ourselves.
乃是主在我们里面活着。
But it's the Lord who lives in us.
所以我们感谢赞美神，他叫我们在基督里像罪死了。
Therefore, we thank and praise God that in Christ we are dead to sin.
他叫我们在基督里向神永远活着。
In Christ we are to live forever for God.
我们都是活在神面前的人。
That we are people who live before God.
我们都是为神而活的人。
That we live for God.
我们都是靠着神的生命而来活的人。
By the life of God that we live.
感谢赞美神，神毫不意罪的为满足。
We praise and thank God that He is not satisfied with just that.
因为我们的神自己好像宝石一样,
because our God is like precious stone.
祂是充满了荣耀的神,
He is full of glory.
所以祂要把我们这些活的石头也做成宝石。
And He wants to transform us, the living stone, into precious stone.
祂不但把祂的生命赐给我们,
not only did He give His life to us,
祂要把祂放在我们里面的生命把祂培养成为
So He wants to develop this life within us into a character.
教我们这些蒙恩的人不但有神的生命，并且有他的性格。
That we who have been saved by His grace not only has His life but also has His character.
好叫他的荣耀能在我们众人的身上能彰显出来。
So that His glory might be manifested through us.
所以保罗在罗马第八章他这样地说。
That's why Paul says in Romans 8.
凡是神所预先知道的,
those God, whom God has predestined,
他就把他呼召来,
that He called them,
凡是神所呼召来的人,
whom God has called,
他就称他们为义,
and He will call them unto righteousness,
凡是神所称义的人,
whom God has called righteous,
他就召他们叫做荣耀,
to enable them to be glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你知道神在我们身上的工作是一直要做到荣耀,
You can see that the work of God on us is He wants to continue into eternity glory. Glory means the manifestation of God. So whenever of the character of Adam in us is manifested,
But
whenever there's a character of God manifested from us, that's glory. So this is the work of God. Indeed, we need to bow down and worship
Him.
But brothers and sisters,
虽然神把我们这些的尘土一直做到宝石,
although God has changed us from a dust into precious stone,
但是神的旨意在我们身上还没有完成,
but the will of God has not been accomplished on us yet.
因为我们的神乃是一位非常实用的神,
because our God is a very functional.
祂把我们变成这些宝石来做什么呢?
So what is His purpose for changing us to precious stones?
所以我们要看见说神在我们身上有一个永远的旨意。
So we must see that God has this eternal purpose on us.
祂把我们这些的人拯救来,
that He has saved us.
祂在我们里面做了那么多的工作,
that He has done so much work on us.
祂的目的就是要把我们这些的人一同被建造,
and His purpose is to build us up together into a holy temple, a spiritual temple.
我们知道神那永远的旨意不是个人的,
We know that the will of God is not just individual, but it's corporate.
我们的神是那样一位伟大的神,
God is such a great God.
无论他在我们每一个人身上做了多少的工作,
regardless of how much work He has done on each one of us,
我们这个器皿总是太小,
our vessel is ever so small.
你知道这个万国在神的面前好像天平上的一点的尘灰啊,
we know that all the nations on this earth are but dust on the scale.
那如果万国在神面前天平上的一点尘埃，那么我们 在这个一点尘埃里头是哪一点呢?
If all nations in this world are but dust on the scale, you can imagine how small we are in this dust.
我们这个容量是非常有限的,
our capacity is very limited.
所以就是神在我们每一个人身上做了那么多的工作,
therefore even if God were to have done so much work on each one of us,
但是我们能彰显神的只有一点点,
but we can only manifest that little of God.
所以你要看见说神需要许许多多无数的人,
therefore you can see that God needs uncountable number of people,
来彰显他完全的荣耀,
to be able to manifest all His glory.
所以不能光是个人, 必须是团体,
therefore it must not be individual, but it is a corporate.
不单是这样, Not only that.
But the purpose of God's work is in order to obtain a house.
这做一个房子,
to obtain this building.
这做他的一个居所,
to have a habitation.
那如果是这样的话, 你要看见说, 一块石头不能成为一个居所。
Therefore, you can see then that one piece of stone cannot become a habitation.
我们需要许多的石头把它建造起来，才能成为一个可居住的那个房屋。
We need many stones to be built together to be able to be built in the habitation.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在这里要注意一个很重要的一个原则。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must pay attention to this very important principle.
虽然神在我们每一个人身上有他的工作，
although God has His work on each one of us,
但是那个工作的目的乃是为做团体的。
But the purpose of His work is for the corporate.
神不抹杀我们这个个人 individual. 抹杀 means annihilate, annul.
God does not annul or annihilate an individual.
但是神要我们脱离这个个人的主义 individualism.
But God wants to deliver us from our individualism.
你知道我们每一个人都是神所创造的。
You know that each one of us are created by God.
都是神的基督。
So we are God's masterpiece.
我们是一个一个人都是神所造的。
One by one we were created by God.
神造我们每一个人都是十分奇妙的。
That is indeed wonderful that how He created each one of us.
我们不要自暴自弃。
Don't just grumble and complain.
以为自己你没有像另外一个弟兄或者另外一个姊妹那样的美丽或者那么的好。
That you are not as nice or excellent as another brother or sister.
你知道神创造我们每一个人都是美丽的。
Because you know that when God has created individually,
乃是不同的美丽而已。
And different beauty.
我们每一个人神创造都是他的基础。
Each one of us is a masterpiece of God.
并且神在我们每一个人身上有他特别的工作。
And each one of us has, God has provided each one of us a special task to do.
神在我们身上每一个人工作不是完全一样的。
And His work on each one of us, it's not the same.
你知道, 那些的元素, 配合起来是不同的配合。
You know that the combination of all those elements are different.
所以有的人像红宝石, 有的人像绿宝石。
So some are like sardius and some are like emerald.
有的人像蓝宝石, 有的人像碧玉。
And some are like sapphire and some are like jasper.
神是很注重这个个人 individual.
So God really pays emphasis on individual.
神在个人的身上做了许多的工作。
God does much work on the individual.
神永远不抹杀我们的 individuality.
God will never annul our individuality.
我不知道中文里的 individuality 应当翻什么。 一个什么人可以帮我一下？好，神从来不抹杀我们个人的，individuality。神永远不抹杀我们这个个人。
God never annul our individual.
但是呢，我们的个人主义 individualism。 必须要被对付。
But our individualism must be dealt with.
因为否则的话, 我们不能同被建造。
Because otherwise, we will not be able to be built together.
你知道我们这个 individuality 乃是永远存在的。
This individuality will last forever.
就是到了新耶路撒冷城里，那个 individuality 还在那里。
Even if we be in the new city of Jerusalem, city of New Jerusalem, this individuality would still be there.
所以彼得还是彼得，约翰还是约翰。
So Peter is still Peter, and John will still be John.
彼得不是变成约翰，约翰也没有变成彼得。
Peter has not changed to John, neither does John change to Peter.
或者说彼得和约翰呢，都不见了。
Or that neither Peter and John would be there.
那么所有的人。 都是完全一样的这个 uniform.
So everyone will be the same, like uniform.
那个如果这样的话，太没有味道了。
So in this way, it will be quite boring.
所以我们看见说，我们这个 individuality 是神的基础。
So you can see that in this individuality is God's masterpiece.
那个就是你, 那个就是我,
it is you and I.
你有你的特点, 我有我的这个不同,
you have your characteristics and I have my difference.
我们这一个 personality, 我们这一个人的 individuality 是永远存在。
So our individuality lasts forever.
你知道今天世界上人要把这个 individuality 取消吗?
You know that this world, the people want to destroy this individuality.
把每一个人都放在一样的模式里头。
And put us all in one mold.
那出来的都是一模一样。
This mold come out, we all look the same.
这个不是神的旨意。
This is not in God's will.
神尊重我们的 individuality.
God respects our individuality.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and
sisters, 在另一面, 我们的个人主义, 必定要打破。
On the other hand, the individualism must be broken.
因为神要把我们不同的宝石 要建造起来成为一个灵宫。
Because God wants to build us who are different precious stones into His spiritual house.
你知道神在我们身上做了这许多的事情。
You realize how God has done so much work on each one of us.
叫我们成为宝石。
So that we can become precious stones.
世界上人如果拿到一块的宝石。
If any person in this world were to pick up a precious stone,
如果他得住了一块多少克勒的那个宝石,
and if he could have this precious jewel of so many carats,
你知道他用来做什么呢?
Do you know what he would do with it?
两个用处。
The two methods.
一个用处呢，就把它配了架子，就放在这个柜子里头啊，再展览一下。
He will use it for exhibition to display.
Yeah, 他就是把这个宝石当做一个这个陈列泛滥的东西。
And he will use it as a display and exhibit to the people.
叫大家来参观来称赞一下。
So everyone will come to have a look at it and praise the stone.
哦，这一个宝石真是荣耀啊。
And it's and how glorious is this jewel?
这是一个用法。
This is one way.
还有用法呢?
Another way.
就把它做成一个装饰品。
They'll use it as a ornament.
或者是一个 pendant, 或者是一个 bracelet, 或者是什么样的一个装饰品。
Use it as not ornament, like bracelets and so on.
这样就把这个戴这个装饰的人啊，好像叫他的身份就提高了。
So that this person who wears this ornament, he feels that his position is lifted.
这个是世界上人对于这个宝石的用法。
So this is the way the people of this world use. This precious stone.
但是神对于宝石不是这样用法的。
But in God, the use of precious stones is different.
神没有意思要把你当作一个展览品一样。
God has no purpose to use you as an exhibition.
神没有意思叫你变成一个树林的人。
God does not want to use you as a spiritual man.
你被神工作到一个地步，你成了一个树林的人了。
You are worked by God to an extent that you become a spiritual man.
那么给众弟兄姊妹欣赏欣赏。
So that other brother and sister could appreciate.
哎呀，某某弟兄多属灵啊。
Or how spiritual is such and such.
某某姊妹多属灵啊。
How spiritual is such and such.
神没有意思要做这样。
God has no purpose for this.
神也没有意思把你做成一个树林的人，叫你在。 那里自高自大，好像你哦哟，我比你更属灵。
Neither does God mean for you to be so spiritual that you feel so proud of yourself.
这个不是神所做的事。
This is not what John wants.
那么神要这些石头来做什么呢?
So what is then God's purpose for all these precious stones?
我们如果读圣经的话，
If we were to read the scripture,
你看见说，如果这些的石头啊，没有一块在一块的石头上面，
And if these stones were not one upon the other,
这一个在圣经里面是代表荒凉的意思。
This in the Bible refers to desolation.
你知道当初耶路撒冷的圣殿。
Remembering the temples in Jerusalem.
虽然所罗门造的圣殿已经被毁掉了。
Although Solomon's temples were already destroyed.
但是以色列的移民，他从巴比伦回来的时候，他们就重新盖这个殿。
But the Israelites, when they return from captivity from Babylon, they want to rebuild the temple.
当然这些回来的人数也很少，力量也很有限。
And their number at that time were few and they were limited in their efforts.
所以他们所能盖的那个殿呢，很小。
So the temple that they can build was very small.
不能与所罗门那个殿来比较。
It cannot be compared to the temple of Solomon.
但是后来那个希律王啊。
But later on, King Herod.
你知道希律王根本不是犹太人。
You know that King Herod was not a Jew.
他是以东人。
He was from
Edomite. 但是呢，希律王他把耶路撒冷的圣殿把它扩建。
But King Herod extended and built the temple in Jerusalem.
所以我们说 the second temple, 这个第二个圣殿呢，是用许多美的石头，许多的这个贡物来把它建造成功的。
And so the second temple was built by many precious stones and materials.
那是一个非常荣耀辉煌的那个圣殿。
It was a very glorious and beautiful temple.
所以当时的犹太人，他们所以这个圣殿呢，他们真是觉得这是我们的荣耀。
So at that time, the Jews felt that they were honored by this temple.
甚至于主耶稣的门徒也是这样。
Even including the disciples of the Lord.
你知道主耶稣最后一次到耶路撒冷的时候
？Remembering our Lord the last time when he entered Jerusalem.
这是他最后一个礼拜在耶路撒冷。
That was his last week in Jerusalem.
有一天，他从耶路撒冷出来。
One day he came out from Jerusalem.
他要到橄榄山去。
He was to go to Mount Olives.
当他与门徒出来的时候。
He came out with his disciples.
他的门徒啊，就回头啊，看看那个圣殿了。
The disciples turned back and looked at the temple.
你知道太阳下山的时候
，You know that when the sun was setting,
这个光照在那个圣殿上了。
As the sunlight hit upon that temple,
那是金光啊，满天了。
And there was light shining throughout the sky.
这个是非常荣耀的。
It's a very glorious sight.
所以，主的门徒啊，看了这个里面所激动了。
So when the disciples saw this sight, they were moved.
他说主你看啊。
He said, Lord, look.
这个圣殿是用美食和装饰来建造的。
This temple is built up with precious stones and beautiful stones.
主耶稣就很轻描淡写地回答说。
And the Lord Jesus answered in a very lowly voice.
他说有一天没有一块石头留在石头的上面。
It's that one day there will not be even one stone left that will be upon another.
他让门徒听了真是惊讶了。
And when the disciples heard that, they were astonished.
他们在路上也不敢问了。
And they dare not ask the Lord anymore.
因为如果给旁边犹太人听见的话，他们都要用石头来打他们。
If there were any Jews around then who heard this, they would might stone them with stones.
这个事情怎么可能呢？
How can this possible?
等到主到了橄榄山坐下的时候。
When up then after when the Lord sat upon Mount Olives,
有四个门徒偷偷地来问主。
And there were four disciples that came up to the Lord secretly.
他们在主的耳朵里头啊，偷偷地问一句话。
And they asked the Lord secretly.
什么时候有这些事情呢？
When would this happen, Lord?
什么时候耶路撒冷的圣殿没有一块石头留在石头上面呢？
When would the temple in Jerusalem would have this with a stone only have one not even one stone left upon another?
为什么原因呢？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你记得主耶稣他最后一次到耶路撒冷看见耶路撒冷的时候，
Remembering when our Lord went his last time to have a look at the city of Jerusalem.
他在那里大声地哀哭。
He cried out aloud.
他说耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷。
He said, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
我多次愿意把你收集在我的保护之下。
So many times I want to embrace you in my bosom.
好像母鸡把小鸡放在它的翅膀下一样。
Just like the hen gathering his chicken.
但是你不愿意。
But you are not willing.
你不知道平安的日子。
You do not know the days of peace.
所以你的家要成为荒凉。
So your house will become desolate.
知道你说奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Until you say, blessed is the one that is came in the name of the Lord.
因为犹太人他们弃绝了我们的主耶稣。
Because the Jewish people abandoned our Lord Jesus.
所以神说他要撤回。这个耶路撒冷的圣殿。
Therefore, our God said He is going to destroy the temple in Jerusalem.
要完全摧毁。
We completely destroy.
没有一块石头留在石头里。
Not even one stone will be left upon another.
你知道耶路撒冷圣殿的石头是个很大很大的石头。
Do you know that the stone that built up the temple is in Jerusalem is so big?
但是就说没有一块石头留在石头。
But the Lord said there will not be one stone left upon another.
找人看这是不可能的事情。
Because according to man, this is not a possible thing.
但是历史告诉我们。
But history told us.
在主后七十年。
that in about 70 AD,
当罗马的太子 Titus 带着军队围困耶路撒冷。
When Titus of the Roman Empire surrounded Jerusalem city,
他们一直打不进去。
They were not able to enter the city.
但是最后当他们把城攻破的时候
，But in the end, when they were able to break into the city,
在里面那些犹太人最后就退到圣殿里头去。
And the Jewish people had to retreat to the temple.
因为圣殿是用大的石头盖的。
Because the temple is built up by big stones.
好像一个堡垒一样。
Just like a castle.
所以最后的抵抗呢，他们是退到圣殿里头。
So the final defense is to retreat to the temple.
那么罗马的兵啊，就要打这个圣殿。
So the Roman soldier would attack this temple.
那个时候啊，有个罗马的将军叫 Josephus.
There was a Roman general named Josephus.
他已经投降了，这个他是犹太的将军啊，已经投降了罗马了。
So he was a Jewish general. He already surrendered.
他是在加利利的一个犹太的这个同岁。
That he was a general in Galilee.
他已经投降了这个罗马了。
He had already surrendered to the Romans.
他也是犹太人的历史家。
He also is a Jewish historian.
所以他就请求 Titus.
So he pleaded with Titus.
他说这个圣殿请你千万不要毁掉。
He asked him not to destroy the temple.
但是当这个 Titus 下命令的时候
，But when Titus ordered the soldiers,
这个命令下到前线已经太晚了。
It was too late because the order was.
因为他们攻不进去。
They were not able to break into the.
他们就用火来烧。
So they used fire to burn.
因为圣殿也有许多的木头嘛。
There were much wood material, wooden material.
所以圣殿就烧起来。
So the whole temple burned.
结果他们就把它攻破了。
As a result, they were able to attack and enter into the.
圣殿就毁掉了。
So the temple was destroyed.
但是木头可以烧掉，石头不会烧掉的。
The wooden part of the temple were destroyed. However, the bricks, those stones were not.
所以这个石头还是一块石头在一块石头上啊。
So all these stones are still upon one upon the other.
但是你知道，圣殿里面是用金金啊把它铺起来的。
But you know that the temple was also covered with true gold.
所以当这火烧的时候啊，这个金子就融化了。
So when the fire burned, the gold melted.
那么这个金子啊，就留在那个石头的这个裂缝里头去了。
And the gold was melted into those gaps between each stone.
罗马的兵啊，要来得住这个金子。
Oh, so the soldiers, in order to get this gold,
所以把一块一块石头都把它挖出来。
So they just start digging into the walls to get.One stone by one stone out of the wall.
他们要得到那个金子
in order to obtain the gold.
所以结果实实在在历史上告诉我们说，没有一块石头留在石头地上。
So from history we realize that there was not one stone left behind upon another.
主的话没有一句不是应验的。
So there wasn't a word that God said that did not come to.
所以一块石头不在石头上是表明 ruin 荒凉的意思
so, not one stone being left upon another indicating the ruin
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们都是石头
We are all stone
我们甚至于都是宝石
We are even precious stone
但是如果我们没有一块石头在石头的上面
If none of us were one stone left upon another
我们都是每一个个人散在地上的话
If we are all like individualshatter all in this world
你就是你自己
you are yourself
虽然你属灵你是自己属灵
although you are spiritual you are yourself spiritual
他还是他
he is still here
我们没有一同被建造起来
we are not built up together
我们还是维持我们那个个人的主义
we seem to hold firm to our own ideas
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
就是我们满地都是宝石的话
even if we are full of precious stones on the ground
我们是代表荒凉
we still represent ruins
这个表明说教会的荒凉
this indicated the desolation of the church
因为我们四分五裂
because we have no strength
有人说我是说保罗的
some said we belong to Paul
有人说我是说亚波罗的
some said they belong to Apollo
有人说我是说基法的
others said they belong to Caesar
有人说我说基督比你们说的更多一点
others said that I belong to Christ more than you do
那么恐怕有人说我是说我自己的
some are afraid some will say I belong to myself
弟兄姊妹如果是这种的光景就是表明教会的荒凉
Brothers and sisters, in this condition, we can see then the desolation of the church.
石头在圣经里面
stones in the Bible.
给我们看见还有一个用法。
Enable us to see it in other uses.
你知道在旧约的里面。
Remembering in the Old Testament.
比方说到雅各，他从这个拉班的他的岳父那里逃走的时候。
Remember Jacob was fleeing from his uncle, was it? Laban.
那么老班就追他了。
And Laban chased him.
结果追到了。
And caught him in the end.
但是呢，因着神对老班的前晚上给他做的梦的缘故。
But because God has given a dream, gave a dream to Laban at night.
所以老班说我也没有办法，我们讲和了。
And he has no other way but to compromise.
所以他们要立一个约。
So they have to have a covenant.
做一个第一次不侵犯的证据。
To have a covenant so that they have a mutual respect to each other.
Yeah. 那么他们在这样的时候怎么做的呢？
So how are they going to do it?
你如果看那创世纪三十一章的话，
So if you were to read Genesis 31,
雅各就把一块石头掷下来，
And Jacob rested a stone on the ground.
然后他叫他所有的兄弟每一个人都第二块石头下方面。
He asked his, all his brothers to throw a stone upon that.
所以成了一个石堆了 ，a heap of stones.
And it became a heap of stones.
那么这个石堆呀，就变成这一个证据。
And this heap of stone become a proof.
就是说你也不会来害我，我也不会来害你。
Proving that you will not harm me, and neither will I harm you.
所以这个石堆呀。
So this heap of stone,
这个石头啊，不但能散在地上。
Not only will the stone be able to scatter on the ground.
石头你可以把它堆在一起。
But you can also pile them in a heap.
你也抛一块，我也抛一块，放在一起。
And each person throw a piece there.
这一堆的石头就是一个见证。
And this heap of stone is a proof, it's a testament.
见证什么呢？
Testifying.
见证我们自己。
That of ourselves.
不是见证主。
Not testifying the Lord.
见证我们。
But testifying ourselves.
我们现在划定界限。
That we have already drawn the boundary.
你也不侵犯我，我也不侵犯你。
You will not harm me, neither would I harm you.
我们各自为政。
That we all have our own boundary.
这一个就圣经里头那个石堆的意思。
So this is the meaning of that heap of stone.
那么你的人能不能住？你住在里头。
Heap of stone could only crush you to death, but not you cannot live in it.
你知道从前的人呢？他们打死一个人就用石头丢他吗
？In the past, they throw stones to someone to throw stone him to death.
死的时候就把他放在一个石堆的底下。
After he died, they put him underneath that pile of
stone. 根本不能住在石堆的里面
嘛。It's impossible for him to live in that pile of stone.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你知道今天许多神的儿女像一堆一堆的石头一样。
Many of God's children are just like that. Those heaps of stone.
你说我们是一个一个都散在地上，我们也不是。
We are not like different scattered stones everywhere.
但是我们这些人，你说我们是建造也没有建造。
But you cannot see that we are also being built up.
我们什么呢？我们是堆在一起。
We are just like piled up together.
你这里一堆，那里一堆。
And there's a heap of stone here and a heap of stone there.
那么说这是我的，这是他的。
And you said, oh, this is my heap and that is his.
你也不能到我这里来，我也不到你那里去。
You cannot come to my place and I cannot go to yours.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会基督教是不是这样呢？
So can you see whether it's Christianity and the churches are like today?
你看见到到处都是石堆呀、
You can see heaps of stone everywhere.
你可以在那个石堆里面过了一百年，你还是那一块独立的石头。
You might be able to be there in the heap of stone for 100 years. You are still there.
你一点也没有变化。
You have not changed at all.
你的棱角啊，还没有除掉。
Your horn has not changed.
你知道这个石头啊，你没有把它磨光的话，那个是许多的角在那里呀、
And you have not if you were not have not polished the stone, there was still a lot of corners there.
那么你把这点石堆都堆在一起的话，这些的 corner 这些的东西也不会去掉的了。
And if not under polishing, all these corners will still remain.
这里有一个小洞洞，那里有一个小洞洞
了，就是。There are holes in the stone there too.
那么我们基督徒很多时候也是这样。
So as Christian, we are sometimes like that.
好像环境把我们堆在一起。
As the circumstances pile us together.
我们一同在聚会。
That we together, we can gather.
我们可以聚了二十年。
We can meet for 20 years.
但是你还是你，我还是我。
But you are still you and I'm still me.
你的那个脚还在那里，我的那个脚还在那里。
Your corner is there, and my corner is still there.
一点也没有对付清楚。
And have not never been dealt with.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们都是来做教友的。
Because we are just like members of the church.
我们到了礼拜天，花了一个礼拜，一个钟点。
And we spend 1 hour.
on the Sunday morning?
所谓的礼拜了。
To come to to the church.
这个礼拜是什么礼拜的呢?
How do you come then?
To
worship.
这个礼拜实在不能说是礼拜了。
You cannot say that as worship.
因为你一次来，有唱诗班、唱唱诗，叫你快乐快乐。
And you might sing in the choir and you feel happy about it.
你今天一个传道人讲20分钟哦。
You might hear the evangelist preach for 20 minutes.
如果讲过20分钟，地上脚就在那里磨了。
And after 20 minutes, you might brush your shoes on the ground.
那么如果讲得好，点点头。
And if it's a good message, you nod your head.
讲得不好，摇摇头。
If it's not a good message, you just shake your head.
那么等到一个钟点过去了。
And after 1 hour.
那么大家拉拉手，下个礼拜再见。
Everybody shook hands and we'll see each other next week.
那这样你这个脚啊。 通通在那里。
So all your corners will still be there.
你还是原来的那一块石头。
You are still the original stone.
一点也没有与其他的石头配合起来。
And never a minute of littered together with the other stone.
就是一堆石头。
It's just a pile of stone.
弟兄姊妹，那一堆石头把我们压死了。
Brother, that heap of stone has crushed us.
并不能成为一个居所。
And it's not possible to become a habitation.
所以你要看见神对于我们最终的目的是什么呢？
So you must see what is the most important purpose of God for us.
他要把我们这些的石头同被建造。
He wants us as his stones to be built up together.
你知道建造是有图样的。
Do you know that there is a
design
for this building?
建造不是乱七八糟的，就这么堆在一起了。
It's not just a random piling up of stone.
乃是有一定的图样。
But there must be a design.
照着那个图样，把那些石头都拼在一起。
And then we are put together and built up together according to that design.
这一块石头，那个脚要把它磨掉。
And we need to cut this corner of that stone in order to fit together.
也许那块石头太大，放在那个地方不合，把它切掉一块。
And if the stone is too big, it must be sawed out in order to fit into that design.
那么这样就能盖成一个房子了。
So in this way, it will be built up to a building.
那么神就借着圣灵可以住在那个里头。
And then through the Holy Spirit, our God may be able to dwell in that place.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
神在我们身上花了那么多的功夫,
God has done so much work on us.
但是今天神在我们身上有没有找到他的居所呢?
But has God found his habitation among us today?
不错，今天因着神诸般的恩典，叫你变成一块宝石。
Yes, according to his great mercy that you are a precious stone today.
但是你这块宝石在神的手中有什么功用呢?
But what is your function usage in the hands of God as a precious stone?
我们有没有一同被建造?
Have we been built up together?
成为神藉着圣灵的居所。
To become the habitation for God through the Spirit.
所以我们在这里有一个很大的责任。
So we have a great responsibility here.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么是神的心意?
What is the desire and will of God?
神的心意就是要住在人的中间。
The desire of God is to so that he can dwell among his people.
当初神造人的时候,
When God created man in the beginning,
他就是为着这个原因。
It is for this very purpose.
他照着他的形象来造人。
According to his image that he created man,
他就是要住在人的中间。
So that he can live among people.
你知道我们的神是创造天地万物的神。
You know that our God is the creator of heaven and earth.
但是你读以赛亚66章的时候,
But if you read Isaiah 66,
第一节第二节,
verses 1 and 2,
神说天是我的宝座,
God said that heaven is my throne,
地是我的脚凳,
the earth is my stool,
哪里是我安息的所在呢?
But where is the place where I can find rest?
万物都是我所造的,
All things I have created.
你们所造的监狱怎么能给我居住呢?
How can I dwell in a building that you've built?
我要住在那些虚心痛悔因着我的话而战兢的人的中间。
I can only dwell in among those people who are humble and lowly
and tremble
in my words.
谁不住在人手所造的那个殿殿里？
God will not dwell in the temple that is made of man's hand.
并因为神是创造天地的主宰。
Because our God is the God of creator of heaven and earth.
我常常觉得说
，I often feel
神所造的天地是他的办公室 office.
The heaven and earth that God created is His office.
你知道吗？天是他的座位。
You know that the heaven is his work.
地是他的脚凳。
Earth is his footstool.
这是他办公厅啊。
This is like his office.
但是神在天地的里面找不到一个安息的家。
But God was not able to find a place of rest.
他的心意要安息在他创造的人里面。
His desire is to find rest among his people.
所以你看见神把亚当造了之后，把他放在伊甸园里面。
So you see when God created Adam and put him in the Garden of Eden.
神自己来与人交往。
God started to commune with his people.
他盼望带领人到一个地步，叫人能吃生命树的果子。
He wanted to bring this man to an extent to eat of the.The fruit of life.
这样他就可以住在人的里面。
So that in this way he can dwell among men.
但是亚当犯了罪。
But Adam did sin.
亚当没有给神一个安息之所。
Adam was not able to give a house of rest for the Lord.
而亚当反而为神创造了许多的难处。
But rather he.Created many difficulties for our God.
所以我们的主耶稣才这样的说。
And that's why our Lord Jesus said.
约翰五章十七节。
In John 5:17.
他说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
My Father has done His work till now, and so have I.
本来神可以安息了。
Although God originally can have rest.
但是因为人犯罪的缘故。
But because of the sin of man.
所以神又开始工作。
God then started to work again.
神甚至差他的儿子到地上来工作。
God even sent his only son to this earth to work.
神没有安息。
God has no rest.
他一直在这里工作。
And he continued to work.
他为着什么这样工作呢？
For what reason did he work?
他就是要建造。一个家
because he want to build a house.
所以我们的主耶稣说
Therefore our Lord Jesus said,
你是彼得
You are Peter.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上
I shall build my church upon this rock.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主来到这个世界
When our Lord Jesus came to this world,
他就是要来建造神的居所
He came to build the house of God.
他要来为着他的父预备一个安息的之所
He came to prepare a house of rest for our God.
因着这个缘故，我们就住到地上来。
For this reason, our Lord came to this world.
他为着我们的缘故，死在十字架的上面。
For us, He died on the cross.
他借着他的降生，死而复活。
Through His birth, death, and resurrection,
他成功了救赎。
He accomplished a redemption.
他自己就成了这个房屋。
And he became the foundation of this house.
他要在他自己这个根基上要建造一个家出来。
And from this foundation, he is to build his house.
好叫神能住在这个家里。
So that God can live in this house.
这个是主到地上来的目的。
So this is the purpose of our Lord coming to this world.
我们的主在世界上的时候
，When our Lord was on earth,
他传神的话
He preached the word of God.
他给人看见神是怎样的一位神
He let other people see what kind of God he is.
他就召集一般的人来跟从他
So he gathered his people to follow him.
你看见主教一些的尘土变为石头
So you see the Lord causes dust to be stone.
并且他叫这些的石头做他的门徒
And he causes these stones to be his disciples.
他在那里教训他们
He taught them.
他在那里改正他们。
He corrected them.
他在那里带领他们。
He guided them.
要把他们变成宝石。
So that in order for them to become precious.
这是主在地上的工作。
So this are the work of the Lord on earth.
他复活升天了。
So when he resurrected and
我们的弟兄昨天已经说过了。
Our brothers had shared with us.
到了五旬节的那一天。
On the day of Pentecost.
有120个人。
There was 120.
这120块宝石。
120 precious stones.
都是主在他们身上做了许多工作的人。
Those are men that have been worked by the Lord.
有弟兄有姊妹在里头。
They are brothers and they were sisters.
他们都是像120块的宝石一样。
They were just like 120 precious stones.
但是他们是散在那里。
But they were scattered.
虽然他们聚在一起。
Although they gathered together.
还不过像一堆石头一样。
But they are like a heap of stone.
还没有被建造起来,
they have not been built.
到了五旬节的那一天,
but on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵降下,
when the Holy Spirit descends,
他们这150个人在一个灵里头就忽然起了一个变化,
120 were transformed under the Holy Spirit.
成了一个身体,
they become one body.
你知道我们这个身体是一个有机体,
do you know that our body is, has members?
It's an organic body.
It's an organic body.
一个真正的房子啊, 奇妙, yes, organic.
Building is also organic.
我的大哥是建造房子,
my elder brother is a builder.
他告诉我说, 这个房子是 organic.
He told me that a building is organic.
虽然是物质的房子,
although it's a material building,
但是里头有一个东西在哪里?
But there is this thing in it.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
神的房子是一个 organic house.
The house of God is an organic house.
所以你就看见说它里面有它的组织。
So you can see there is this organization in it.
但是这个组织啊, 乃是生命里头的组织。
But this organization is an organization of life.
不是外面加上去的组织。
Not an external addition to it.
你看我们这个身体里面有没有组织呢?
Can you see any organization in our body?
我们这个身体的组织是太绵密了。
The organization of our body is too hidden, too secret.
但是呢，这个不是外面加上去。
But it's not additional.
不是说，你把一个胳膊加在我这个上面。
It's not that you put an arm on my shoulder.
不是，这是生命里头生出来。
It's something that's derived from life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就看见说。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
主要把我们这些的石头拿在手里头。
The Lord is going to put stones in His hand.
在生命里头，生命里头把我们组织起来，配合起来，成为一个神的居所。
To organize us, to knit us together in life and together into His body.
这个工作是全宇宙中最奇妙的工作。
This work is the most mysterious and wonderful work.
你知道，神创造天地。
When God created heaven and earth,
我们的主耶稣是神的儿子,
our Lord Jesus is God's Son.
他就是神创造天地的工程师,
and He is the engineer of God's creation.
在箴言第8章30节告诉我们说,
in Proverbs 8:30,
当神安立地基的时候,
when God laid the foundation of the earth,
主说, 我就是他的工程师,
the Lord said, I am His architect, engineer. I'm His.
在圣经里头当然有两个不同的翻译,
that is a more accurate translation.
一个是说我是他的 nursling, 还有一个我是他的这个 engineer. 所以主在那里创造万有嘛,
so God was creating all things.
我们的主如果你读哥罗西第一章的话,
so if you were to read Colossians chapter 1,
万有都是在他里面造的,
all things were created in him,
万有都是他所造的,
all things were created by him,
万有都是为他造的,
and all things were created for him,
in him, by him, for him. 你就看见说我们这一个旧造完全是我们的主所造的,
so you can see that our old creation was created completely by the Lord.
与我们毫无关系,
it has no relationship to us.
我们没有帮他的嘛,
we have not helped him at
all. 他独自在那里创造天地,
he created all this by himself.
那么他现在要来做一个更大的创造,
but now he is to do something even greater.
他要来一个新造,
he's going to create, have a new creation.
一个新的创造,
a new creation.
这个新的创造谁能做呢?
Who can accomplish it?
你能做, 我能做吗?
Can you or I be able to do that?
旧造我们都没有份,
we don't even include ourselves in the old creation.
这个新造我们怎么能造呢?
How can we then be included? We can do this new creation.
当然只有他能造,
therefore only he himself.
所以他说,
therefore he said,
我要建造我的教会,
he said, I shall build my church.
教会 是神的居所,
the church is God's habitation,
是神安息的地方,
place where God finds rest,
是神的家,
it's God's house.
在这个家里有爱,
in this house there is love.
这个家里有 understanding, 有那个了解,
and there is understanding in this house.
在这个家里有安慰,
and there is comfort found in this
house. 在这个家里, 你可以 relax and be yourself, 你可以 不必有什么遮盖,
And therefore you can relax yourself in his house.
这个就是 home sweet home, 主要的一个家。
So we can see the house of God is home sweet home.
也是我们永远的家。
It's also our eternal home.
这个家是谁能造的呢？
Who can then have the right to build this house?
就是我要造。
The Lord God said he is.
只有主能造。
Only the Lord himself.
你知道新耶路撒冷是谁造的？
Do you know who built New Jerusalem?
希伯来书告诉我们说是神所造。
In Hebrews, told us that it is God who built it.
今天的难处在什么地方呢？
What is the problem for us today?
我们人要来造教会啊。
That we as men want to build the church.
我们用我们自己的聪明。
We use our own wisdom.
我们用我们自己的才能。
Our ability.
我们来盖教会。
To build the church.
我们约了三五个同志，我们来建造一个教会。
You can gather together four and five colleagues, you want to build a church.
那么你造出来的什么东西呢？
So what is that as a result?
你造出来的神不能住。
You, whatever you build cannot be, God cannot live in it.
别人也不能住。
Neither could other people live in it.
只有你自己可以住。
Only you yourself can.
是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
并且你们几个人住在一起，住住大家又争吵起来了。
And then, after a while, you might have problems.
那么好，两三个人出去再盖一个。
And then two or three others go and build another one.
再盖一个教会。
Another church.
那么过了不久，这两三个人又争起来了。
And after not too long, you have problems.
那么到最后，就是你一个人读经祷告了。
And in the end, you're living only yourself there praying.
我们人不能建造神的家。
We as human beings are not able to build God's
house. 只有主能建造。
Only the Lord Himself is able.
但是
，But
奇妙的是在这里。
The wonderful thing is,
我盼望弟兄姊妹要留心地听。
Hope brothers and sisters pay attention.
神在那里造天地的时候，他不请你帮忙。
When God was creating heaven and earth, He did not invite you to help Him.
因为你不在。
Because you were not there.
你就是在，他也不需要你。
Even if you were there, He would not need you.
但是神在那里做新造工作的时候。
But when God is creating His new creation,
是他造。
It is He. Who is building it.
但是他要你与他合作。
But he want you to co-work with him.
弟兄姊妹，这里的不同很大。
So you can see the big difference here.
你造和你与他合作是完全不同的事情。
It's a different matter between you building and you co-work with him.
Cooperate
with him.
今天当神在那里盖这个他的居所的时候
，Today when God is building His own house，
因为他要用你做他的材料
，Because He wants to use you as His building material，
不但用你做他的材料
，Not only as a material，
也要用你做他的同工
，He also wants you to be His co-worker。
但是这个同工是怎么同法的呢
？What is this cooperation？
这个同工啊，是在说你与他合作而已
，You are but cooperating with him。
实在是他做。
It is indeed he.
他在你里面做。
He is working in you.
你不去拦阻他。
You do not hinder him.
你让他坐在你里面。
You allow him to work in you.
我也没有一个好的比喻。
I do not have a good illustration.
所以我姑且用这样一个比喻。
Perhaps I use this.
比方说，你是一个六尺二百磅的一个壮汉。
For example, if you are 6 foot tall and 200 pounds in weight.
那么在这里有一个桌子。
And there is this table here.
你要把这个桌子从这里搬到那里去。
And you're going to move this table from this spot to that.
当然，你把这个桌子就拉起来就去了。
So it'll be very easy for you to do that.
但是你家里有一个三五岁的小孩子。
But there is this 5-year-old in your house.
他很爱爸爸。
And he really loves his father.
所以当他看见他父亲要去搬这个桌子的时候。
And when he saw his father want to lift this table.
他说：“爸爸，我与你一同搬。”
He said, "Father, I'll help you."
那你说爸爸的人怎么办？
So as a father, what do you think he would do?
你是不是不？我一个人做。
Would you say no? I'll do it myself.
不，这样你要伤你孩子的心哦。
No, you might hurt him.
所以说好，你来帮爸爸的忙。
So you might say yes, come and help me.
爸爸需要你帮忙嘞。
Your father needs your help.
好，你就抓住这个脚啊。
So you just hold on to this leg of the table.
那么这个爸爸实在，他把这个桌子拉起来。
But in fact, the father does lift.
这个小孩子就抓住这个腿。
And the child would just hold on to one leg.
哎呀，与爸爸一同搬。
And help the father do this.
你实在他是加重这个重量。
In fact, really is adding the weight on the table.
但是等到搬到那一面的时候。
But when you transfer that to the other side.
哎呀，这个小孩子很高兴。
The child becomes very.
哎呀，我帮爸爸搬了桌子了。
I have helped my father moving.
爸爸也谢谢这个小孩子。
And father thanks.
哎呀，谢谢你帮忙哦。
Thank you, you helped me.
弟兄姊妹就是这样啊。
So this is the case.
神 创造他的教会就是这样造的。
So it's the same way that God built to build His church.
实在这个工作是神自己做的。
It is in fact the work of God Himself.
也不是你做，也不是我做。
It's not your work or my work.
不是因为你讲道啊。
It's not just because you preach.
也不是因为你祷告啊。
Neither because you pray.
也不是因为你探望啊。
Not because you visit.
也不是因为你传福音啊。
Neither because you gospel.
也不是因为你有很多的侍奉啊。
Neither is your very services.
通通不是。
No.
老实说来。你越讲道，神越加重负担。
The more you preach, the more you add burden.
我们许多的祷告叫神都很多麻烦。
Many of our prayers become an added problem.
你许多的活动啊，叫神真是不知道应当怎么做。
Many of your activities, just that God do not know what to do.
但神知道我们的心。
But God knows our hearts.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
神说
，God says,
我要建造我的教会。
I shall build my church.
但是你们是我的同工。
But you are my co-worker.
你要与我合作。
You cooperate.
让我坐在你的身上。
May let me work on you.
也让我从你身上做出来。
And let me work so that you will be expressed and manifest.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神就这样把他的教会建造起来。
It is in this way that God is able to build up His church.
如果是他造的
if it is he who built,
阴间的权势不能胜过他
the power of Hades shall not overcome it.
如果是我们造的
if it is we who built it,
阴间不要开所有的门开一个门就把我们毁掉
Hades does not have to open many doors just one door it will swallow us up
凡是神所做的阴间永远不能胜过。
Whatever which is built by God, the Hades will not ever overcome.
因为阴间的钥匙在主的手里。
Because the key of Hades is in the hand of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄告诉我，我今天只能讲一点二十分钟。
Brothers told me that I can only talk for 1 hour and 20 minutes today.
所以我还有十二分钟。
I still have 12 minutes left.
Okay, 我要胜出。
I will submit to that.
神在那里要建造。
God is to build there.
怎么建造呢
？How is He to build?
我想我们用所罗门建造圣殿来做一个比喻。
We'll use the example of Solomon building the temple.
所罗门建造圣殿的经过是这样的。
His experience when he built the temple.
第一
，Firstly，
我们看见大卫。
We saw David.
大卫是一个合乎神心意的人。
David is a man after God's heart.
换一句话说，大卫懂得神的心。
In other words, David realized God's heart.
那么，他知道神心里要什么。
He realized what God wants in his heart.
神要什么呢
？What does God want?
如果你读诗篇一部三十二篇的话
，If you read Psalm 132,
他说神啊
，He said God,
求你纪念我。一生的苦难。
We pray that you remember
the affliction
in my life, of my life.
他里头有个很重的负担。
There is this burden in his heart.
他说
，He said,
我不能进我的帐幕。
I cannot build my tabernacle.
Enter into my.
I cannot enter into my tent.
我不能上我的床。
I cannot go into my bed.
我不能合我的眼睛。
I cannot close my eyes.
我不能睡觉。
I cannot sleep.
因为我里头有个心事。
Because there is this burden in my heart.
一直要等到我为我的神找到一个安息的地方。
Until I can find a place of rest for my God.
我要为我的神预备一个居所。
I want to prepare.A house for my God.
这一个是大卫里面的心思。
And this is the will in the heart of David.
你知道大卫他被扫罗逼迫。
Remembering how David was persecuted by Saul.
他在旷野里面到处逃难。
And he was fleeing. And he was running in the wilderness.
他无家可归。
He has no home to go to.
但是在他无家可归的时候。
But it's at this time where he is homeless.
他想到他的神也无家可归。
He thought about his God that is also homeless.
所以他里面就有个很重的感觉。
Therefore, he has this deep feeling in him.
我怎么能住在皇宫里头?
How can I live in the palace?
我怎么能睡觉?
How can I sleep?
我一定要为我的神预备个安息的地方。
I must prepare a house of rest for my God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
神建造他的家就是这样开始的。
So God, this is how God begins when He builds His house.
先有一些的人,
Firstly, there is this man, this people.
是爱神的人,
these people who love God.
他们是合乎神心意的人,
they are people who according to the desire of God.
他们的心是懂得神的心,
their hearts realize the desire of God.
他们里面向神祷告,
they pray within their hearts.
神啊,
you say, God,
你需要一个家,
you need a place.
我愿意为你预备一个家,
I am willing to prepare this house for you.
这个是第一点,
this is the first point.
第二点,
secondly,
大卫因为是一个战士,
because David is a fighter,
他流了许多的血,
he has shed much blood.
所以神说, 你不能走,
that's why God told him that you are not able,
因为神的家是和平的家,
because the house of God is of peace.
但是,
but,
因为他爱默神的家,
because he desired the house of God,
所以神把这个圣殿的图样用手画给他看,
that's why God drew the design of the temple to him.
你知道圣殿那一个 pattern 乃是神用手指画给大卫看的,
God used his finger to draw the pattern of the temple for David to see.
你要盖神的家, 必须要神自己所喜欢的。
In order to build the house of God, firstly, you must please God.
要照着他的性格来造,
must be according to his character.
所以你需要有那个图样,
so you need that pattern.
你需要有那个图案在那里,
you need to have that pattern there.
那么照着这个图样去盖去,
and building upon this design,
神才能住在里头。
Then in that way God can dwell in it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天主给我们有没有图样呢?
Have God given us any design pattern?
你知道教会的图样是什么?
Do you know what is the pattern of the church today?
教会的图样就是保罗所说的那天上来的异象。
The pattern for the church today is what Paul said, the vision from heaven.
神给我们异象,
God gave us vision,
给我们启示,
He gave us revelation,
给我们知道他的儿子是怎么一回事,
He enabled us to know who His Son is.
基督就是教会的图样,
Christ is the pattern of the church.
你知道教会的图样不是说, 规条,
you know that pattern of the church is not just regulation.
不是说一个制度,
it's not a system.
不是说你有几个长老, 有几个执事, 就可以有教会了,
and that you can have a church when you have elders and a deacon.
教会的图样是这位活的基督,
but the pattern of the church is this living Christ.
当我们看见基督的时候,
when we see Christ,
当基督主持在我们里面的时候,
when Christ is in us,
教会就出现,
then church.
所以你要看见第二, 我们要多多地认识基督。
So you can see secondly that we need to know Christ more.
第三,
thirdly,
然后大卫说,
then David said,
我为着爱我的主,
for loving my Lord,
我为着爱神的家,
for loving God's house,
我为他预备了许多的材料,
I have prepared many materials for it.
在我困难之中,
and during my affliction,
我预备了许许多多的材料,
I have prepared much materials.
他不够,
it's not sufficient.
我为着爱他的缘,
it's for loving him.
我把我自己所积蓄的材料再拿出最好的来给他,
and what I put, the materials I have myself, I will offer to him.
如果你读这个历代志上28章29章的话,
if you were to read 1 Chronicles chapter 2 verse 28,
你看见大卫为着主预备了多少的材料,
and you can see how David has prepared so much material for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers,
如果我们实在爱神的话,
we truly love God,
爱神的家的话,
loving the house of God,
我们应当预备许多的材料,
we ought to prepare much material.
这些的材料,
all these building materials,
就是让圣灵在我们里面预备,
it is let the Holy Spirit to prepare us,
让这些的宝贝在我们里面增加,
to let all this treasure to be added up within us.
也帮助弟兄姊妹都认识基督,
also helping other brothers and sisters to know Christ.
有了这许多的材料,
having all these building materials.
然后所罗门就用他的智慧来建造神,
then Solomon, through his wisdom, built the house.
圣灵, 就是神的智慧,
the Holy Spirit is the wisdom of God.
所以圣灵运行在神的儿女中,
so when the Spirit moves among his children,
就把我们这些石头就建造起来了,
then you can see that we as stones were built up together.
你知道耶路撒冷的圣殿是用大石头盖的,
you know that the New Jerusalem were built up with many big stones.
但是当这些石头建造的时候, 没有铁器的声音,
when all this,
no sound, no noise of iron.
And when all these stones are built up together, you cannot hear sounds of iron.
你到一个地方去盖房子，那个声音吵得不得了。
When you hear a building being built up, you usually hear a lot of iron, not sound of iron.
但是到圣殿盖的时候是居然无声的。
But when the temple is built up, you cannot hear any sound.
为什么原因?
Why is that?
他们发现了。
Because they discovered.
这些大石头都是在摩利亚山底下一个石矿里头挖出来的。
Because all these stones were dug up in the mine Moriah.
那么当他们在矿里头各石头的时候,
when they were mining the stones in this mine,
他们都是照着那个图样来看,
and they saw and cut the stones according to the pattern.
每一块石头都是照着在圣殿里头 放在哪个地方来锯它来磨光它来把它这个做成合适的形状,
and they saw and polished and shaped these stones according to the pattern.
所有铁器的声音都在矿里头,
all the sound of iron are heard only underground in the mine.
那么把一块一块石头都预备得好好的了,
so they prepare them very very nice,
都编上号码,
and put numbers on each stone.
你这块石头比方说是放在房子的这一边的,
and the stone for example is on this side of the building,
那么是第几号,
and if which number is on,
你旁边一块石头是第几号,
and your next, the neighbor stone will be at what number,
你下面一块石头是第几号,
and then number on the stone underneath that,
你上面一块石头是第几号,
and what's the number of the stone on top of it.
每一块石头都有一个号码,
each stone has a number.
今天到以色列，你看见有的石头上有号码的。
If you go to Israel today, you can see some of the stones have numbers on it.
那么等到它运到山上的时候,
when these stones are transported to the mine,
就照着那个图像就放上去就行。
And all they have to do is just put the stones upon each other.
不需要再用铁器。
There's no need to use any more.
因为在暗中都已经做好。
Because it has already been done secretly.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们让十字架在暗中 在我们每一个人身上做了应当做的工作,
if we let the cross does its work on us in its secret,
当我们配合起来的时候, 没有铁器的声音,
when we are to be built up together, you will not hear the sound of iron anymore.
否则的话,
otherwise,
你把弟兄姊妹放在一起, 那个摩擦的声音好大,
when you put the brother and sister together, you hear the noise of friction.
不但有声音, 还要冒火啊,
not only a sound, but also you can see smoke.
所以感谢赞美神,
so we thank and praise God.
我们每一个人需要在暗中接受十字架的工作,
each one of us need to receive the work of the cross.
有的要砍掉,
some need to be cut,
甚至于宝石也要砍掉,
even precious stone might need to be cut.
是神所给的,
it's what God given,
为着要与你弟兄姊妹配合的缘故,
in order for to be built up together with brothers and sisters.
有的时候也要砍掉,
sometimes it needs to be cut.
这样的话,
in this way,
主就把我们盖成一个他可以居住的所在,
the Lord will be able to build us up into a place where he can indwell in it.
你愿意不愿意?
Are you willing?
我们祷告,
should we pray?
我们的主, 我们的神,
our Lord and our God,
我们实在俯伏敬拜,
we indeed need to bow down and worship you.
你的旨意是何等的高贵,
how honorable is your will.
你的作为是何等的奇妙,
how wonderful is your word.
你竟然眷顾我们这些尘土的人,
you are so merciful and gracious to us who are dust.
你竟然要住在我们中间,
that you want to dwell among us.
你竟然要安息在我们里面。
You want to find rest in us.
我们的神啊。
Our God.
我们给你许多的工作。
We have given you much work.
我们给你许多的劳苦。
We have given you much labor.
我们给你许多的头痛。
We have given you much headache.
但是你不灰心。
But you will not be disappointed.
你不伤伤胆。
You will not be despair.
你一直在这里忍耐的工作。
But you are continuously patiently working.
只等到
to
你把我们建造成为你可居住的所在。
You are to build us up.And to a habitation where you can live.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
我们今天只能对你说。
We can only say to you today.
我们愿意。
We are willing.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.